this is meant to encapsulate your vision in a headline. So,
yes. And I think also this is the difference with a bumper sticker. With those sorts of short headlines, slogans, bumper stickers, you're reminding people about something they already know and that they've already signed up to. Yeah, it's recognition.
So that's a good illustration of a book that came out about 20 years ago now that compared public relations to advertising.
Right.
And there had been a, and I'm sure still is, a rivalry competition between them. So the difference is, if public relations is raising awareness, advertising comes in when there's already some awareness of what exists, and it's a reminder. So if you're looking at some of this as the reminder, the t-shirt phrase, the slogan, etc., first you have to raise awareness of what could be.
Yes.
Does that fit? And where I'm not calling it public relations, I'm calling it literally raising awareness.
That's right. And what we have tried to do in this exercise, I think, is find a short, meaningful, energetic headline, a small piece of language that also suggests and leads us into, gives a hint of the possibility here, gives a glimpse of what the actual thing is, and which is why it's more difficult.
Yes. Yeah? I want to commend you, though, as we finish this question, Jonathan, because in my experience, and I'm looking at what is coming next, in my experience, being, even as a writer, being able to craft the words for your own vision, your own messaging, your own headline, when you see so much and you're so close to it, oh, it's so much easier giving it to a third party and saying, you know, here, I'll tell you what it is, now you write it. So look at what you've done so far. That's really tremendous. Know that.